In the middle of all of Jesus's I am statements, there's a man who says, yes, I am he. So as we go through the I am statements of Jesus, the Holy Spirit said it to me this way. Because he is, I am. Because he is, I am. I want us to make that personal tonight, each one of us. So just say that now. Because he is, I am. So as we go through what all that means, I know already tonight you're thinking some things in your own spirit, some things you already know you are. Because he is Savior, I am saved. Because he is Deliverer, I am the one who has been delivered. Because he is Healer, I am one that has been healed. Amen? So let's just jump in. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of John. We're going to be in the book of John. And it is John chapter 9, verse 9. Yes, I am that man. And you can say, I am that woman. I am that one. Yes, I am. That is me. I am the one who's been healed, delivered, set free. Amen. Because Jesus is the I am, now we can state, I am, and then you fill in that blank in your notebook. I'd like you to get out your notebooks only because of how we're going to break down some of these statements so that you can really write it down and make the declarations. I love I am statements. I know that there's something that goes on in our brain that when we declare over ourselves, I was trying to find it today. You know, when you look at all these references and things, and like there was something, I read something somewhere that said, when you hear yourself saying, I am, and I couldn't find it. So anyway, we'll just read the word and not worry about the rest. Amen. But what I want to do is go to the first I am statement in Exodus. Exodus 3:14. But even before that, as you're turning there, Genesis chapter 4, verse 26 is when we first read, man called God Lord. I like to go to the law of the first mentions, as they talk about when you do some Bible studying. Go to where that is first mentioned in the Bible and start from there. So in Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, man began to call upon God the name of the Lord, and that was Yahweh, the proper name of God of Israel. And this name to the Israelites was so holy that they wouldn't say it. And it was spelled capital YHWH. So holy our God is. So mighty our God is. So powerful our God is. The I am. When God said in Exodus 3:14, God is calling himself, I am. Think about some of the statements we've said about ourselves. I always like to say, yes, I am Nico's mom. I always tell my boys it's the best thing when I don't even give my name, I go, yes, I am Aunt's mom. Yes, I am Nico's mom. God is standing there in front of Moses saying, I am. Declaring over himself. Think about how powerful words are. God's words created the universe. And it is God Almighty standing in front of Moses saying, tell them the I am sent you. These two words, I am, is God is all encompassing. God is self-sufficient. God is in control. He sees and he knows, church. Come on, he sees and he knows. He is the I am. The I am that sent Moses back to Pharaoh is still the I am that we serve. Amen. He is the I am. Amen. He is who we will be. I am is the ultimate statement, self-sufficiency, self-existence, and immediate presence. Amen. I am. No matter what, no matter where, I am. I am. And again, God says in Revelations, and I looked this back up today, he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. He started out saying, I am, and he finished saying, I am. Who was, who is, and who is to come, I am the Almighty One. Nothing has changed God, church. Amen. Our perspective of God has changed. Our view of God has changed. Circumstances try to cloud who God is to us. But I want you to be encouraged tonight. God is the I am in our lives. Amen? Amen. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 9, 6 of the book of Isaiah, we're talking about Jesus calling himself, I am. But you know, the prophet Isaiah said, he shall be called. So this was a prophet talking about Jesus, saying he shall be called. We know the verse, wonderful, counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, right? So that was a prophet. We have God saying to Moses, well, first we started with the Israelites calling God, Lord, Yahweh. Then we have God saying, I am. Now the prophets are saying, call him, he will be called. The angel said, you shall call his name, Jesus. And the apostles called him Master, Lord, Teacher. Now we know there's hundreds of names of Jesus and meanings and characteristics of Jesus and God in the Bible. But it is what Jesus himself said, I am. It means I exist as. So every time we look at one of the I am statements of Jesus, he says, I am the bread of life. We're going to say, Jesus exists as, exists now as, exists now. He didn't cease to exist. The same I am in Exodus, who was, who is, and who is to come. The same I am in Revelations, who was and is to come, who is self-sufficient, all-encompassing, Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, the mighty God. I exist as. Jesus exists now in our lives. What I love about these I am statements as we go through them is Jesus, the I am, makes every one of his names personal to us. Every one of his names, personal to us, personal to you today where you are. I am. I exist as. So deeply personal, Jesus makes himself to us. So beautiful. So close. But yet, remember, God, the God of the universe. We don't bring Jesus down to our level. He brings us into himself. Amen? John chapter 6, verse 35. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Bread, the bread of life. Now, I want to stay as serious as I can, but I like my bread. I like my carbs. But when I was thinking about the bread of life, think about how quick bread can take away that hunger pain. What's the first thing that they put down at a restaurant when you go out to eat? A basket of bread. What's the last thing I could eat at night? Is that leftover basket of bread. Bread, it sustains us. It's our nutrition. It's fuel. Human body can live on bread alone for 6 months. Bread, in every culture, has some form of bread, right? So it's been prepared 1,000 different forms over thousands of years in different variations across the world. It is a staple in human diet and human existence in any culture, right? Is that fair to say? Bread sustains us. Bread is substance. Jesus is the bread of life. To never hunger. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Never go hungry implies that there's a supply of strength in Jesus. There's a constant, consistent, never-ending supply of strength in Jesus. To never hunger again, to always have the strength we need. How do we get through the tests and trials of life? He's the bread of life. He's sustaining us. He's what we need. He's our fuel, right? Bread is fuel. He's our fuel, the bread of life. The characteristic of the bread here is life. Life present and life spiritual. That means natural life and life in our spirit man. Jesus is the bread of life to sustain us in our physical bodies and our spiritual walk, both. He created us body, soul, and spirit. He knows exactly what we need when we need it. And he said, I exist as the bread of life for you right now in this moment. Amen? Amen. Jesus is essential for our living. He's essential to your life. We can't live without him. He's the bread of life. We can't live without that substance. We can't live without Jesus, right? What would you go back to right now without Jesus? Nothing, nothing. We wouldn't live, we'd die. He's the bread of life. We can't go back. There's nothing to go back to, church. He's essential for our living in this present day and eternity. This means in this present day, right now, tonight, Jesus is the bread of life, giving you that substance you need of strength. Amen. That substance you need tonight of strength is here. Jesus exists as the bread of life. Amen? Amen. Jesus is the word of God, right? John 1:1. He's the word made flesh and dwelt among us. And then he said, but man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of our God. So what can we not live without? Who is the word? Jesus. He's the word. We can't live without him. He's the bread that sustains us. We don't exist without Jesus. He's essential for our every being. Amen? Amen. Amen. He's the word. Men shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. So bread and the word are held together in the same relation. That's what Jesus is saying. I'm the bread of life. He's the word. Men cannot live by bread alone. So what he's saying essentially is you cannot live without me. Amen. So come and take of me. Come and receive from me so that I can sustain you, so that I can give you the strength you need. So many times, church, we're struggling and we're fighting and we're toiling and we're working and we're wearing ourselves out. When he says, I'm the bread of life, I want to sustain you and give you the strength you need. I exist to be the bread of life for you. Amen? Amen. The word is life. The life of the spirit, just as bread is for the body. We can't live without bread, and we can't live without the word. Amen? As I was studying this, it was interesting because I came across this phrase that said, prepared in Jesus' day, bread was not cut, it was broken. Jesus' body was broken for us, that we can be made whole. He knew what he was saying when he said, I am the bread of life. He knew his body would be broken for us so that we could have what sustains us through every test, every trial. And he prayed to the Father, give us this day our daily bread, our supply of sustaining strength every day. He knew what he was saying when he prayed that for us to hear, for us to repeat. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Give us this day, Lord, the strength. Give us this day, Lord, everything we need to sustain us through. Amen? Give us this day, Lord, your supply of sustaining strength. Amen? And in verse 26, before Jesus says, I am the bread of life, let's go back a little bit. In verse 26, Jesus is answering. The people are looking for him. Now, right before this was the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. So now the people had gotten, they experienced a miracle, right? They ate natural food, and now they were looking for more natural food is what is taking place here. And Jesus answered and said, very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw a sign I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. And then a few verses later, he says, I am the bread of life. So what the people were looking for was that temporary fulfillment. It was a temporary need. Yes, they were hungry again. So they were like, this man fed us. I need that temporary. I need my need met. We've all have needs met, right? Physical needs that are true needs. Fever is broken. Strength back in our bodies. Sickness taken. Needs met. But when we get so consumed with coming to God for our needs and our physical comfort, which it belongs to us. We just called them down from heaven. Don't get me wrong. But Jesus didn't want them to lose sight of the fact that he is the bread of life. Let's not lose sight that Jesus is here to meet every physical need we have. But let's not lose sight of that life of eternity that we have received from him. Amen? So we can't just look at the temporary fulfillment. Even walking in health and wholeness here on earth, that's still temporary. We have eternity. The bread of life is for eternity also. Not just the here and now. That's to take us into eternity. So Jesus says, don't just look at what is temporary. I am the source that meets every need, the physical need and the spiritual need into eternity. Our part is to come to him, believe in him, and to look to him. And it says here, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. As we have seen him, the one who sent him, we're to come to Jesus, we are to believe, and we're to look to him. Keep our eyes fixed on him. And he said, I am the bread of life. I exist to be the bread of life for you. And then in verse 48 again, Jesus is talking about temporary need being fulfilled. Jesus says to them, no one has seen the Father except he's seen me. Truly, the one who believes is eternal. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, yet died. But here is the bread that comes from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, and I will give it for life in the world. So again, he's talking about their need for that temporary fulfillment. And he answers again and says, I am the bread of life. Let's not get consumed with what's happening in the temporary church. The temporary around us wants to consume us, wants to distract us, wants to steal from us what our eternity has ahead of us. And Jesus is saying, don't look at what is temporary. I am here to fulfill that need that you have, not just in the natural, but in our spiritual life. What is at work in the spirit around us? Let's not get caught up with our natural ailments or our natural issues, our natural problems, our natural thinking that we miss what the Spirit of God has been doing the whole time. God has not stopped working. God is still moving. His word doesn't come back void. There's something happening in the heavens, church. Amen? Let's not lose sight of that because we're getting caught up in the temporary. Because he is the bread of life, I am sustained. You could fill that in any way you want, but I'm saying tonight, because Jesus exists as the bread of life, I am the one that is sustained. Amen? Amen. I'm going to close with this for tonight. As I was studying this and as we go through the names of Jesus as the I am statement, it brings us all back to life. And when I was studying, the Holy Spirit stirred up in me the meaning of that word life there is Zoe, the God kind of life. And I don't know if any of you have ever read the book, Zoe, the God Kind of Life by Kenneth E. Hagin. It's an amazing book. So if you do not have it, I encourage you. It's a free PDF. Download it. Zoe, the God Kind of Life. And this was from that beginning of the book. And I just felt like the Holy Spirit wanted me to encourage each of us tonight with this prophecy. And we're going to close here tonight because we are talking about I am the bread of life. And that life there for us to receive is Zoe, the God kind of life. And we'll talk more about that next week, but I just want to end with this. It says, do not be discouraged because the truth does not dawn on your spirits all at once, but keep meditating on the facts of the word. The more you meditate on that which is written, and the more you meditate on that which is said, as one shall speak under the anointing and the inspiration of the Spirit, then little by little it will become real to you. And as on the inside of you, in your spirit, in your inner man, it takes shape and form, it will reshape your own spirit until you no longer be a weakling spiritually, but you will become strong and able to stand and do the works of the Lord he has called you unto. You will rule and reign and dominate in life as a king by Jesus Christ. So do not turn away even because you do not fully understand or see, but let your mind be open and your spirit be receptive and say, O blessed Holy Spirit, unveil the truth into my spirit that I may stand in the fullness of the provision of my Father. for he is my Father. I love him and he loves me. And so you will become that which he has ordained that you shall become. And you will rise up to the level of full privilege, rights, and authority and dominion on the Son of Jesus Christ. Rejoice and be glad and speak forth the word of faith. Speak unto those circumstances that have you bound and command them to leave and you shall be loosed. Speak unto the storm that appears on the horizon of your life and say, be still, and there will be calm. Learn what is yours and act upon it, and it shall become yours in reality. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.